Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle, hello there, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous nerd talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. I'm a bit, I was just caught off guard by an Instagram I saw right before I got on here, the Seattle Chess Club.
Which
I tried to be part of for a while. They, due to new management, they'll no longer be at King's Hardware on Thursday nights, and that's too
bad. My goodness.
That was a great spot in the back there with the covered patio. It was nice. Ballard, not convenient for me or most of anybody, but bad news from the nerd community. Anyway.
How did you keep that secret from us for so long?
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually awesome. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification, and we call his wiener a service animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a Spam Musubi. We're pretty sure that he's chaotic neutral, maybe just true neutral. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Ni hola, wan shang hao de che le ma, she zao zi nai, zai nai, can't get that one.
I don't know where the bathroom is, buddy. I can't help you.
I'm never going to know where the toilet is.
To our conversation last week where we were talking about the alignment chart, the D&D alignment chart, and a couple things. First of all, helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us is an engineer. One of us didn't even show up. He might be a supervillain. If you are an engineer or a supervillain, I guess, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we get right. You can find us, tell a friend, write a review, or say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. That is our website, nerdtalkplus.com. Anything to report in, Siege? Because I'll get into...
I haven't looked at that, and I haven't looked at our Instagram, which is also at nerdtalkplus.com, just all spelled out.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. I say it because last week's episode is a personal favorite of mine. I really enjoyed it. I very much appreciated that we got way into the weeds on something that is very nerdy, but I think that was very approachable. I don't think it was like super granular. I think that it was like everyone can kind of understand where they fall on this. And so I've been asking people in my life limitedly. I went to a soup party on Saturday night. I should have asked everybody what it was.
What?
I know that's a lot to unpack there. Yeah, I got invited to a soup party. It was pretty delicious.
Did you say the Subaru?
No, I am I'm allowed to bring booze to the soup party because of the past trauma. Everyone's like, oh, you didn't bring soup because of the whole car thing. And I was like, yes. It was actually because I was insanely busy, but okay. Yeah, great. I'll take that. Shout outs to Katie.
Sup, dummy.
She had a Italian wedding soup for that she made. That was the winner, and it was real good. That was
super delish.
I think it was real good. On Friday night, I had a chance to see fake boobs, but I didn't. I couldn't make that happen. I'll leave it just at that. That's fun.
Man, you've been like living an alternate lifestyle that you just have not told any of us about.
I mean, the soup thing is more on the money than the other one. The other one is sort of a joke, but anyway, I'm not going to say more than that. But I should have taken the soup party. I should have asked people what their place
you
was on the alignment chart.
To see their boobs at the soup party.
Hey, who's got some fakies in here? Anyone want to show me? The answer would be no one. Well, I think one person would have. Anyway, I should have taken the alignment chart conversation to the party because I could have talked to everybody about that and figured out where you are. If you missed it, D&D alignment asks you if you move from lawful to neutral to evil and whether you are good, neutral, or evil, lawful, neutral, or chaotic. Sorry. And then it's a grid, 3x3 grid, and then you figure out where you are on that. As I was asking people this, I asked my ex, and immediately when I started to ask her, I was like, oh, no. She is true neutral. She's true neutral.
She is the North Star.
Like, well, no. I mean, I'm the North Star, obviously. My lawful good. Hello.
That's true. You are the right wing's North Star.
Thank you. More about that in a moment. But I was like,
oh, great.
I was like, where do you fall on this chart? And she was like, I don't know. I mean, where do you think? I was like, no, I know exactly where you fall, but you tell me what you think. And she's neither good or evil. Nor
this is according to an outside source.
No, this is firsthand. she's neither good nor evil, nor is she like was it lawful or chaotic? Like she's like she'll break the rules, but she's also not that far over the edge breaking the rules. Like she gets mad about traffic the same way I do. Okay, and so nice. I was like, Lori, you're true neutral. Like, she's like not as emotional as most everyone I know. And so that helps as well to keep dialed into that center spot. Kind of like Godzilla. Like you step on his toe and he gets mad. You shoot a rocket at him, he gets mad and then he smashes, but he smashes indiscriminately. And but if you mess up Tokyo, if you try and get Ginza, he's coming for you, dog.
He's coming right back after you.
Anyway, that was fascinating to me. So, we talked about you possibly being true neutral because of Godzilla. Now, as soon as I thought about Lori, I was like, yeah, she's actual true neutral.
No.
And then I spent a lot of time thinking about each of us, except for Brandon, really, because I don't know why. But I was thinking about Gravy and thumbs up, thumbs down.
Brandon has disappeared from our lives.
Yeah, it's true. It's really, it's ever since he became HOA president. I feel like he's too good for us now or something.
He really is. He is a well above us now.
Does it look like Gravy's not wearing a shirt because of the color shirt that he's wearing?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I keep looking up and being like, all right, Siege, settle down. Gravy said that he was neutral good, I believe, is what you texted us to say that you were when your connection wasn't working, Gravy. I still maintain that Gravy is lawful good, but with a tendency to go neutral good.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your own call? Chaotic neutral, Siege still fit you?
After honestly, I thought about it a lot after
me too
the show because we were. I mean, obviously, we were talking about it for an entire hour. But yeah, I almost started tracking it. I should have actually tracked it.
Please do.
Like a little chart.
Love data.
Oh yeah, do a line chart, ups and downs, flow chart. What is that? Like the stock market type thing?
Yeah, this is awesome.
The heartbeat of the chaos. Ooh, heartbeat of chaos.
Did you do one about your is it the market? Hey-o!
Yes! Yes!
Sorry.
Wait for it. No!
This week in blimp.
Oh, I can't see anything without my glasses. There we go. All that for you. So anyway, the market. I started tracking it, and yeah, dude, I am pretty much dead on chaotic neutral. Like half the time I am just wildly good, and the other times I am, yeah, I'd say I'm evil.
I think that you're chaotic good and that you allow yourself to go into, not to go into neutral, but to go into evil, and you pass through neutral to get there.
I'd say it's, yeah, I'd say it's closer to even, probably just because that, but I mean, you do know me better than pretty much anybody. So yeah, it could be, it's chaotic neutral leaning towards good.
Gandalf is neutral good? Oh man, that's awesome. Really? Jason Bourne is neutral good? That's a Gravy just sent
us a chart. You find another one?
Yeah, he said, is Hank Schrader, Gravy, is that from the New Mexico show? Walter White,
what's New Mexico called? Show? Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, thank you. Yeah, that's the one.
The show about where I grew up.
That's, I don't want to be like Hank Schrader. That sucks. Lawful neutral is Dwight Schrute. I love that because
that is, yeah. Wow. I like that.
Lawful evil, Darth Vader was good. Long Fang,
that is a good call.
Who's Cornelius Fudge? I don't remember who that sounds familiar to me, but
yeah, I recognize it.
I'm not gonna worry about it.
Trying to find this picture here.
It's funny that I have no idea who the Cartman being chaotic evil is perfect.
Oh my God, that's excellent. Cartman and the Joker.
And Keith Ledger's the Joker, yeah. And then neutral evil.
Chaotic neutral. Ferris Bueller.
That's great.
I mean, can we, yeah, I'm chaotic neutral.
Wait, so does that make me your Cameron?
Oh my God, you are my Cameron.
Maybe like, I don't know, dude. I don't think this is a good idea.
I call you up. I'm dying.
My dead dad is going to be really upset at me.
Find you at the bottom of a pool in a hockey jersey and underwear.
Yeah.
That's you. That's you.
Face you're down.
I love it.
Okay, good. This is great. Okay, well, this is tremendously helpful, Gravy. Thanks so much for that.
Man, this one's way better than the one we found. This is why you get the Googles, not us.
So we, I'm going to bring this all sort of get together a little bit. Shout outs to Brooke Arbeen.
Sub dummy again.
She got a shout for, you told me that she was D&D, and yes, that this alignment chart thing would be like a deal. Cool. She just sent me a cool thing on Instagram. It's Hokuto Fuji, the sumo wrestler.
Oh, and
he's out on the golf course with some dudes and they, They like are intentionally messing with each other while they're playing golf, you know? And one of the guys says like, "Hey, Fuji, just yell real loud when he's in his backswing." And so in Japanese, Ju is 10. And so I feel like he probably just thinks he's yelling 10. Like, what? 10? Okay. 10! I think it's 4, guys, but okay.
Yeah, like 4, no 10.
Different 4, I get it. But yeah, so he just goes in the middle of this guy's backswing. Only it's a gigantic sumo wrestler doing it, and it's like, oh no,
I'm gonna have to edit all of this. What are you gonna do? Terrible. Are you gonna fight him? No.
And the guy, I mean, the guy just starts laughing, and they all start laughing. And I don't. The problem that I have with it is that I think it's that I love Hokuto Fuji so much. He just retired, and he's like, so every time before he fights, he puts his hand on his head like this, like he's like really like, oh man, I gotta get this one right this time, because it's he just seems like really stressed out about sumo all the time. He's like, right before he wrestles, because they all do the same thing.
I have to go to work again today.
Like a golfer, typically they all have like a similar like set of steps that they do before they go into the actual fight. They all do the same thing over and over, and yeah, it's like, it's yeah, very ritualistic. And so it's just very like, oh, did I close the garage door? And so, yeah, so like I see Hokuto Fuji and he's got a big time receding hairline. And so that also makes him like, it just, he's awesome.
Oh man.
And you could spot him from a mile away. I was like, is that Hokuto Fuji? Like it is. And so shout outs to Brooke for sending me awesome sumo content or whatever. But then to tie it together, I reached out to our buddy, Dave Clark, who I was like, oh, this is sumo content. Dave Clark.
Oh yes.
Kind of like, and so I, this is like, This is not the conversation I expected or whatever. I say, hey, you got a shout out on Nerd Talk Plus this week about because D&D is mentioned, and then we just go hard on alignment. He doesn't say cool. He just says, ah, yeah, I dialed back on my Nerd Talk listening as it spun away from nerdy and into comedy.
Cool. Thanks, Dave. Sorry. Yeah.
I want you to guess how I responded.
Cool, thanks.
I said, I can't blame you. It's a funny show, but I don't love the direction either. And it's my show.
Oh my God. Look at you. Self-immolating.
Just Dave just throwing jabs right out of the gate. I'm like, hey, buddy, I'm just thinking about you. And he's like, ah, I don't think about you. You're gross.
Like, he's okay, like, yeah, I definitely hate Siege.
Yeah, like ever since you added Siege. Yeah. Had to see that ECS flag flying. By the way, I was at the Sounders playoff match. Whatever day that was when we were supposed to record last week, and I forgot to send you a picture of your flag flying. I don't know if everyone knows this, but ECS flies all these flags during the games, and if you sit in their section and you're not ready for it, you're not going to be able to see everything the whole time. But that's the thing, is you're supposed to be rowdy and causing trouble and being chaotic neutral and all those things, right?
Hell yes.
Well, one of the flags that they fly is for Tropic Sound, which is a group that Siege leads from the East Coast in Florida. I've been to a Tropic Sound gathering for a game that we went to in Orlando when I was there, which was real fun. But yeah, there's a Siege's face is on the score goals and F stuff up flag that is flying in the end there. So if you ever see that big green flag, just know that that is Siege. I imagine Dave hates that flag based on what I now know about our show.
I'm sure. So. Yeah. He used to follow Tropic Sound, but then he didn't.
Well, that's his loss, if we're being honest. That's a, yeah. Anyway.
But so, anyway, yeah. Dave, if you do happen to listen, I still love you and I miss you.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things that you ever wrote was the comparing the Sounders in D&D form by putting them all as characters and giving them all skills. And I loved that. And I miss it.
Hopefully alignment.
Yeah, also alignment. Yeah, that too. To bring it full circle.
Spend a lot of time thinking about what people are as I'm judging them
from afar.
Yeah, or like in a meeting. I'm like on a Zoom, and I'm like,
is that all you're going to do now? You're just going to be sitting there guessing people's alignment.
It turns out that like, I think that it's more uncommon to be outwardly evil, and so I think it's harder to find people that are like obviously in the bad chaotic parts evil. Of these things. Nah, because chaotic evil I think is probably the easiest, but like neutral evil is like gotta be pretty, or like,
yeah,
lawful evil is probably the easiest one to find, because you have a lot of people that like ICE that think that they're doing something and they're actually evil or whatever. But yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't even say ICE. They're probably more neutral evil, because they know that they're not obeying the laws. They're just making them up as they go.
I don't know. I feel like some of them think that they are, though. Like they're like, they think that they're doing this in the name of America, and that's like, that's the law and that they're following it.
That's like, just stupid evil.
I mean, for sure. I think that that's a big part of this, is that you need to roll for intelligence first and then apply this to it. And so,
can we get an intelligence check?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like, two.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I roll a 1d2, and I'm like, what, you flip a coin for intelligence? This is crazy. Cool. That's great. All right. So I thought in honor of Dave Clark today, we would try to do some nerd talk. I was hoping Brandon would be here to keep us from being able to do nerd talk, but no call, no show on old Brandon. So that's, I feel sad about
that. He had such faith.
I am excited that we have a new species of Tyrannosaurus, though. Did you see about this? That they,
I heard a little bit about that.
You know, the dinosaurs were likely wiped out 75 million years ago, approximately. I'm not on the money about that. Maybe 67 million years ago by a giant meteor hitting the planet Earth. And
give or take a million or two.
Probably right there in the Yucatan Peninsula is where they think that it hit. And it like wiped out all life within a pretty quick time. And we're not even talking like geologic time. We're talking about like days. Like the damage was like very, very fast. And so, but the height of kind of the giant thunder lizards and them stomping around was kind of like, I guess, right then. And they think that all within the same geological period, there was now three different sizes of tyrannosaurs that were going around. I know that there's the Tyrannosaurus, and then there's the other one that we talked about 2 years ago on the show that I can't remember the name of. And now they have a new species. They found this like little guy, just like, I'm just a little, I got a little adder on the back of my, on the back of my twice air taps.
I'm just a little adder.
And, and so they like, they found this one, and then they like, they did what any scientist would do after enough time. They found it like back in the '80s, but finally they just cut into it and counted its rings like a tree. And so
that's how you determine the age of a dinosaur.
I guess so, because there's like growth plates or something in there. I don't understand the science, to be honest with you. But yeah, you cut into it and then you cut the rings out, and then it's they were like, oh, this would have been a 20-year-old dinosaur, not a juvenile dinosaur like we had once thought or whatever. So this is probably an entirely new species.
It's like full grown at that point. Wait. So just to get this right, the other dinosaur was not an allosaur. It was another type of tyrannosaur.
Yeah, they're calling it a nanosaur, I believe. I need to confirm this or whatever. Where are my notes?
Are you sure you're not just talking about Jurassic World Rebirth, where they have that one? Asaur that I can't. I'm trying to come up with a safe name.
It's called Nano Tyrannus. That's what they call it, right? I think Nano Tyrannus. Yeah, there we go. Because there is a Nanosaur I just saw, and a Nanosaur 2, a sequel.
Nanosaur 2.
Nanotyrannus is a genus of Tyrannosaurid dinosaur that lived in what is now Western North America during the, I can't say that word, age of the late Cretaceous, 67 to 66 million years ago. Its fossils are known from the Hell Creek Formation. What a cool name for a place.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I want to live in Hell Creek.
Sweet. They think that they were probably my height, significantly longer than me, six and a half feet tall, and 2,000 pounds.
Whoa! I just want to picture you as 2,000 pounds.
Yeah, and 16 feet long.
Dude, I was going to say half of that would be tail.
Yeah, it would. Still the same size wiener.
I was gonna say, is still, the tail girthed?
Still underwhelming.
Just a big, thick, long tail.
I mean, that guy's got pretty average tail.
But it hits all the sides.
Not. Just wait till I play this clip. From me talking to interviewed Sean's kid for the, you know what? Let's put that here. This is, okay, so I get this text message from Gravy, and he's like, hey, it's the weekend. And he's like, hey, if you're not doing anything, could you please hop on to the, Riverside, which is where we record, so that my kid can see what podcasting is. She wants to podcast with you. And I was like, you got it. So we jump onto the podcast, and she gets on and she's like, hey, Greg, I've got a joke. And I was like, well, hold on. I'm hosting this show. You're going to have to deal with me. And I made Gurgurth come up in conversation. So let's play that clip
now. Because you're an adult.
Yeah, right. Let's play that. I did it well. Let's play that clip now, and then we'll be right back. Okay, well, we have a very special guest today on Nerd Talk, the podcast. Good evening, as we're recording this at nighttime, to Violet Pilot. Good evening, Violet. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for joining us on my show today. I have some questions. Is that okay? Okay. Bye. Without saying your own name, what is the best color?
Pink.
Oh, pink. And why?
Because it's very bright and there's many shades.
Oh, lovely. Okay. How many pizzas do you think you could fit in a car if you tried to stuff a bunch of pizzas into a car? Like, probably a lot, but how many do you think?
Up to, like, 55.
55 pizzas in one car? Are we talking...
Yeah, because...
Are we going to keep them in the box?
No.
No, we're going to put them out of the box? Oh, my God, that's going to be a giant mess.
And put the other boxes in a different car.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting strategy. Follow-up question related. How many pieces of pizza do you think you could eat in one day?
Three.
You could eat three pieces in one day? How many do you think Dad could eat in one day?
Up to, five?
I think he could eat about 14.
No.
Yeah, I think you're going to eat 14 pieces of pizza in one day, for sure. Another question. Would you rather be playing in the snow or swimming in the pool during summertime?
Playing in the snow.
Yeah. I think I'm more of a pool person, but I like the snow, too. I don't know. Have you ever been skiing?
No. I'm going to go sledding this year, though.
You're
going to
go sledding?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have a sled?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My brother got a blue one and I got a pink one.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be amazing. Who's going to take... Is Dad going to take you sledding?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
A big hill near his new work.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. I can't wait for it to snow. In that case, I'll be thinking of you, okay? Final question. What is your favorite dinosaur?
Pterodactyl.
Mine too! All right. Okay, bonus question. Let's see if you have an opinion on this. Favorite planet?
Venus.
Oh, Venus. What an interesting choice. Do you know why, or did you just pick one?
Because it starts with the letter V.
Like violet! Oh, my gosh. There's no planet that starts with a G, is there? There's no.
No?
Girth? Girth? That's what we're going to call it, okay? Planet Girth. All right. Okay. I like to ask all of my guests this before the podcast is over. Can you please tell us your funniest joke?
Okay. Why did the hare not get any presents for Christmas?
Why did the hare not get any presents for Christmas?
Yeah.
I have no idea why.
Because it's being naughty.
Like knots in the hair. Wop, wop, wop. All right, everybody. Thank you so much to Violet for joining us today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Nerd Talk Plus, where we have breaking news. He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, our skin squatch, but your Montana Mountain King, our littlest boy, biggest blimp. Some call him Tony Pizza. He's old Honeylung. Finger blasting Brandon from the basement, Brandon.
Yes.
What's up?
Your basement, apparently.
I'm glad I remembered that we do this show.
We were very sad that you weren't here, and we're glad that you are here now, though. It makes it better.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was like putting my kids down and helping, like, my wife is booking flights.
He means to sleep
with her, to bed, not like euthanizing them. They were,
which would also be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool. No, it's better just to abandon them, I think.
Now, because you're creating future problems that way. Hey, if you euthanized your children, then you would just eventually kill yourself because you felt the shame or whatever.
I don't think it's going to take that.
If you're feeling bad, make sure you call that hotline that helps people out. Okay, don't be like Brandon.
Real quick, before we get into anything important. I think we a segment on the show should just be everybody sharing, like in the last week, what's the most random ADHD, like Wikipedia deep dive you took.
Awesome.
I'm going to present that.
I've got mine.
Yeah. Great. Let's hear it.
Wait, here's Brandon's.
I wish. Oh, I should see if my thing predates. I should see if my thing predates blimps.
I was just discussing a minute ago that Brooke R. Bean sent me a thing with Hokuto Fuji, and then I couldn't remember who the other Fuji was that I really like, so I searched for Sumo Banzuki 2018 and found that I was looking for Takara Fuji, who also just retired.
Oh, wow.
That's my Wikipedia deep dive.
Nice. It's all sumo related, right?
Yeah, that whole sentence I just said is just a big sumo sentence.
Yeah, that doesn't feel weird for you, though. That doesn't feel like random. That just feels like a thing that I would imagine that you were.
No, I mean, it was random, but yes, I understand it's not in foul territory. It's like it's in play.
Right. Yeah. Like in a very narrow play, like you always hit it to right field, and that happens to be where sumo is.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Talking ball.
Siege, you got your random Wikipedia deep dive of the week.
Well, as for you, I went to Reddit to find out where the last subreddit that I was, and of course we all know that my Reddit is filled with porn.
Yeah. Okay.
So comes up with a butt first thing as soon as I open it. But I was on now I can't stop talking about butt. However, I spent an inordinate a lot of time on Pokemon Go subreddits this week.
Well, that's less cool than I thought it would be.
Dude, speaking of Pokemon Go, so we moved to this Ghost Horse Manor in January, right? So it's not even been a year. And we wake up pretty early in the morning with our little kids, and then hopefully before our little kids, and we'll sit there and drink our coffee. And
sometimes we're there.
Homemade espresso. Yes,
sometimes you're there when we don't, when one of us doesn't know. We look out the window.
Sidebar, not to get you completely sidetracked.
The person that didn't know was Brandon.
6 months ago.
That's crazy. What? That's crazy.
I know.
That feels like 5 years ago.
Not only did you only move into this house this year, we were also there this year.
This year.
We were there like 2 months after you moved in?
Yeah, 2 or 3 months. Yeah. You guys helped me break it in. Yeah, we did. So anyway, Ghost Horse Manor, it faces a big park. It used to be a horse track. That's why it's called Ghost Horse Manor. We would sit in the living room, drinking our coffee, and we'd look outside. And every single morning, there was this like white pickup truck, not a non-sketchy looking white pickup truck, that would stop in front of our house every morning.
With horse bones.
At like 6:45 in the morning. And we were like, what could they possibly be doing? Like, what in the world could they possibly do? And so like eventually
sprinkling horse ashes.
Right, yeah, slowly but surely.
Dropping off donuts?
You know, at my neighbor's house?
At your neighbor's house.
I could take this so many times.
Servicing
tangents.
Your
anyway,
neighbor?
I finally got like comfortable Ooh. Enough with my other neighbor, Fred, and I said, what's with that white, creepy white truck?
Millennial?
That,
Fred's a millennial?
Fred is not a millennial. Fred is, obviously.
Aged a millennium?
Maybe. No. What's the oldest millennial?
I'm just joking. Zennial?
What? Elder millennial?
What is the oldest? Like, how old is the oldest millennial right now? Like, what's the.
I'm younger than Greg.
I'm 45 and I'm a Zennial because I like cross over between Gen X and millennial. It's probably like early 40s.
Okay, Fred's probably like early 50s.
His name is Fred. That was the joke. Obviously, he's old. Like that's like there's no okay. there are no Freds.
Isn't one of the most popular YouTube millennials was named Fred, right? Wasn't that the guy? He was really annoying on YouTube. Anyway, that's besides the point. I asked Fred, unrelated. I asked Fred.
You know
the
crazy thing about YouTube?
I asked Fred what that truck was to see if he knew what it was. He's like, oh yeah, that's just a dude who wakes up and can't stand his family, so he leaves and on his way to work every morning. He says he has a long commute, but he just goes and plays Pokemon Go at Corbin Park.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess there must be like a gym right outside my house because he like posts up for like.
It's kind of close.
Yeah.
It's around the corner.
Yeah.
I found it when I was there.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to be Pokemon Go friends.
If anybody wants to abandon their family.
Let's go play Pokemon Go together in Brandon's neighborhood. Yeah.
Can I say how I love that Brandon is the person I know in my life that calls it Pokemon instead of Pokemon, which is how I butcher it every time you call it Pokemon. And now, Siege, I hear you doing it too, but it's like... Everyone else says Pokemon, and they say it in a different cadence than you, Brandon. And so I like Pokemon way better, but I just never do it. So.
Oh, am I wrong, though? Is this like my...
No, I don't, okay. I don't think anyone's wrong.
This is your racist white guy.
Yeah, it's, crap.
Because if you were going to say it, I think if you were going to say it in Japanese, it is Pokemon, because it's the letter E sound is eh, instead of...
Yeah.
Because the letter I would be E. And so if it was Pokemon, it would be... P-O-K-I.
It's also got an accent over the E.
So
Pokemon.
Yeah, so it's Pokemon. Long. So
Pokemon. Now I'm going to question it every time I say it, which is good because I never say it. So.
No, I thought you said, you say it beautifully.
How do you say Pokemon?
I want to talk about Brandon's kids.
But, oh, yeah, that's right.
But
we
Brandon,
forgot.
Finish your deep dive on your Wikipedia.
Oh, today I was looking up...
Unrelated.
This is the point. I mean, this is ADHD.
I need an unrelated button.
This is how we came up. I have no idea how, but this is how we came up with stepsister, and I do not know. I couldn't tell you the chain of events that led to that, but I've been chasing that high ever since.
We got to go back and listen to that episode now. Yeah. I mean, I won't. But
so today I was looking up the guy who killed the 20th president of the United States, James Garfield. Because I guess there's a...
His name was Bob Lasagna.
I was going to say it's Odie.
Steve Odenkirk, the great-grandfather of Bob.
Oh, man, that would be amazing.
Let's see, the guy's name, and of course I did this like deep dive on the dude, and could not tell you what his name was. Charles J. Gatto.
Big Lasagna.
Here's the thing. Charles Gatto and James Garfield, the president who he killed, both predate the blimp. So neither of those guys ever lived to see the blimp, according to my research. So,
And that has been This Week in Blimp.
That's that doesn't feel nearly as groundbreaking as when people are like, oh, you know, we lived as close in history to, you know, whoever, whatever dinosaur as that dinosaur did to the other dinosaur. You know what I mean? Like, you get these, like, relative.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. But finding out that James Garfield never saw a blimp is about on that level.
It's like when people are like, Elvis was closer to Metallica than, or whatever, you know, like something from the 50s is closer to the 80s than the 80s are to now. And you're like,
Dude, we're closer to 2050 than we are to 1990.
Yeah. So my phone, I don't know if you guys remember this, over the summer, my phone broke and I tried to back it up, but the backup didn't work. And I lost all of my photos for like, because I wasn't paying the $10 a month to back it up to the cloud or whatever. And so I lost all my photos of my child, like when he was little, and all the phone stuff that I did and all the work stuff that I made, and all these things. What's that?
It's easier to leave that way.
And so, like, I was real sad about it. And then I have this backup on my computer, and I think I figured out how to restore it. And I'm like, okay, well, what doesn't matter if I lose everything again, then no big deal, because it's only been 3 months of photos this time. So whatever. So I restore it, and I don't get the photos back. I'm like, cool. Oh,
Jesus.
But I did somehow get access to, like, at some point, I told it to start backing up photos once the phone died. And anything that was in my phone at the time, it sort of backed up. And so, like, from just a random assortment of people. So I have every photo that Gravy has sent to me in the last 7 months, including all of us in a hot tub locking toes together. And so that's pretty weird. But then also I have some scandalous pictures of a former listener of this podcast whose name I'll just leave it at that. If you're still listening,
scandalous pictures of a listener of this podcast.
was it Teacher Brother?
I've got those pictures.
He's got puffy nips, and I'm into that. So no, I don't know. It was not him. No,
So Steven, if you're listening. Send them to my DMs.
So then I have on my home screen, I have like a features, like it'll like pull up stuff. It'll be like, look at all these photos or whatever. And it shows me an album called The Early Years, and it's me and Brandon's kids. Because I have no pictures of my own baby on there, and it's like The Early Years. And I was like, yes, when I raised these young tykes in Spokane. So
that's so good.
That's pretty good. As you guys can see, speaking of the time that you were at my house, I'm in the basement of the house right now. The reason I'm not, the audio probably sounds
like
trash.
Office.
Yeah, usually it's down great. Here. Good. I'm not using my normal setup because it's all pulled apart, because the whole basement is pulled apart for the most part. We're finishing it. We're putting some walls up and whatnot. And it reminds me, being here in this basement while talking to you guys, that so far we have not found wall gun. However, future person who owns this house, hopefully in 100 years, will find cardboard cutouts of you guys behind the framing. I haven't put them there yet, but I will. And when I do, I'll send you photos because A, I have nowhere else to put them. So hiding them behind the drywall is about the best I can do.
It's the best you could do for us too. Like that's I can't think of a better end, because I imagine them being out. Well, I can think of one also good end. I imagine them being out on the curb waiting for the trash to come get them. And so there's like some trash buckets and then a Christmas tree and then Siege and I topless.
Oh, please tell me you have, we have little Brandon too. Little cowboy Brandon.
Yeah, he'll go in there too. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Man,
we just put a picture of Gravy's video in there too.
Dude, speaking of each other's penises.
Oh, sweet. Are we going to do it?
I had an idea. Christmas? I had an idea. So I sent you guys.
He's dead.
I sent you guys a link today. I don't know where I sent it, if it was on the Master Teeks Theater or whatever the one we call on Instagram, Double Centaur Robot Dildo. I don't think that's what it's called.
It's on Instagram because I'm looking at everything we've done today and it's not here. So
I sent you a link to a story that I came across, not on like a typical channel where we would find Nerd Talk content, but I'll give you the gist of the story. There's this, the guy who basically discovered the double helix, which the DNA structure for human DNA or for I guess all DNA. The guy who discovered
James Watson?
Yeah, was a total racist dick, and he happened to make great advancements towards science, but sucked as a person. There, he died, I think, recently, like within the last couple of days or something like that. Another scientist who hated the dude wrote an obituary about him. But she died in 2021. So she hated the dude enough to think about the fact that this guy was going to die after her. So she made sure to rewrite his obituary. And then once he died, whoever she gave it to, she said, hey, and like the obituary was like scathing of the guy. It was like, hey, this guy died. Good riddance. See you in hell. Essentially something like that.
Yes.
So he, some of his obituaries recount his Nobel-winning 1953 discovery that the molecule of heredity, DNA, takes the form of a double helix, a sinuous staircase whose treads come apart to let DNA copy itself.
Yeah. Yeah. So the lady wrote just like a super scathing obituary of him. And I love the pettiness of it, to think that she was like, this little ears listening. I love the pettiness of Zach. It to be like, I'm gonna
Zach?
Yeah.
That sounded like a
what's up, big dog?
That sounded like a Pokemon.
That's my homie down there. Oh,
can you wave at Siege?
And everybody else or whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, no, just me. Well, only wave at me.
We don't have school tomorrow, and so he's staying at my house tonight, and he's being super cool about letting me podcast while he plays Legos or something downstairs. And so,
nice.
Anyway, I'll, you guys keep going. I'll be listening, but I'll be right back.
No, so we this just got
play
me
Legos.
This this got me to an idea, though. Like I thought the story was interesting enough that the lady hated the dude enough to like pre-write his obituary, but I think we should all start doing that for each other. And instead, yes. Instead of and this is where. OPP comes
gotta get
in.
Moving.
I know. I got a lot to write.
Do you want to be done before I'm dead?
Instead of sending scathing, because I don't want to write anything mean about you guys. But what I do want to do is.
But you should. You really
submit,
need to.
No! Submit your obituary with your clone of Willy to the newspaper and make them post that picture to. alongside their obituary.
Oh my god, that's amazing. And that just also reminded me of what my ADHD thing was that I was looking for. I wanted to put a bench, like there's this lake behind my house, not a full lake, but it's a connection of the canal system because we're right along the edge of the Everglades where my parents live, and so there's like no real Pokestop or anything over there. So I wanted to put a bench and put it in memory of me and make it a Pokestop just so I would have something to do when I'm at my parents' place.
You should walk by. You're like,
it'd be also that's funny. Right, it'd also be funny if you put a QR code or something there that like linked to all of your stuff online, but then you also always sat at the bench. So people thought that they were seeing a ghost.
I one time made a video about having magic powers, like Sith powers to shoot lightning from my hands, and we killed one of our coworkers with it. It was real fun. And then after that, we just R.I.P. randomly Nelly. Put a picture. We just randomly put a picture of Cool Keith, and it just said in loving memory of Cool Keith, and just put his birth date on it. And then at the bottom, it just says he's not dead yet, or something like that. But you couldn't read
but
that
we
part
just
very
remember
well.
Him.
And then his mom saw it because he sent it to her immediately, and she got so mad at us. It was like the most mad. One of the most mad I've ever made somebody was doing that. And I had to be like, I'm sorry, other Deb. Like, it was just a joke. Keith loves it. Like, and plus, I'm why the one you got to worry about dying, not him.
Why can't we be in loving memory of alive people?
Yeah, right? See? Doesn't that just be because they're gone?
I think lovingly of you guys all the time. And it's a memory.
I don't see a bench with our names on it. So I
guess not that much. Sorry. I'm gonna have a whole string of benches outside with...
Can we please get a bench in memory of this podcast?
The really fun, the really cool thing about all of these benches is about how you have to explain that all of these people aren't dead every time.
I don't even care. I want everybody to think that I am dead.
My parents
I don't even
are
put
dead.
A death date.
It doesn't even matter. It's like, we can just kill me. That's fine.
I already volunteered in tribute to unalive myself on the podcast.
To get struck by Greg's lightning finger sitting on the balcony of.
Oh, yes.
I can also heat up your cider if you're if it's cold out.
No that big deal. Sounds like you're just going to make us a cup of pee.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm raising Brandon's kids. Brandon's making a barn or something in his basement. Siege is getting us some benches. I feel like the internet is collapsing right now.
Oh, we got to write obituaries now for everybody.
No, I don't want to actually do anything.
Well, too bad you're doing it.
I just want
to write obituaries for all of us.
And if you try to use any learning language model, if you use ChatGPT to write an obituary, I will kill you myself.
You'll be dead.
You're literally just like improving the... chances that he's going to use ChatGPT.
Yeah, I promise.
He's like going to leave it off and going to make it obvious.
I will shower you with positive attention and affection, but without touching you.
Gregor, who passed away Thursday, Gregor M dash, who passed away Thursday, M dash emoji headstone.
How dare you?
Thursday.
I recently did an interview with somebody, and then they wrote the article using ChatGPT, and it was absolutely the worst article, and I was furious at them. I was like, I would never have participated had you told me that this is what you were going to do. Good thing you didn't. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
Oh, check this out. We were talking, Brandon, before you got here, we were talking about how there's a new Nano Tyrannus is like this new small dinosaur. And it's like a Tyrannosaurus, but it's like a smaller version of it, only 6.5 feet tall, like this guy. Only it does weigh 1,750 pounds more than me because of its Gurgurth tail, is what we assume.
I feel like Nano Tyrannus is what Greg calls his Gurgurth.
Well, now he has a new name.
Rise. So anyway,
does it also have short arms? The Nano Tyrannus, not.
Well, it does when I make it wear its costume, obviously.
Ooh, anyway, researching costumes now.
I had to go to this parent social thing the other day. I didn't have to. I chose to go to this parent social thing before my soup party the other day. And I arrive, and it's me and the lady who set it up. And okay, that's fine. And she's we're just kind of sitting there, and she's like, "Oh, we went to the Burke Museum the other day with the kids," one of which is sitting right next to me here, so I'll probably have to parse this out correctly. But we went to the Burke Museum and we saw some dinosaur bones, and they were digging one out of the dirt that was there that they had. They had a display of them digging out a dinosaur bone. And she goes, "It was so cool. Most of the time, I think that dinosaur bones are fake, like probably just 3D printed. But this time I saw it and I was like, that's pretty cool. That might be real." And I was like, I had no one else to talk to. And I was like, "Hold on, wait, you're saying that most of the time you don't trust paleontology?" And she was like, "Yeah, I don't believe in any of that." And I was like,
wow. You found one in real life who doesn't believe in dinosaurs.
Well, she does now. Then I saw one of the moms today at school, and she was like, "I heard about what happened to you." And I was like, because Lori shared, and I was like, "Yeah, okay." And she was like, "Well, it's crazy. Like, what did, like, you know, we go in there and we see like the synthetic display that they've created to show you what it's like as if they were going to be removing bones from dirt." And I was like, "So that wasn't even real?" And she was like, "No, that's totally fake." And I was like, the lady who thinks that all dinosaurs are fake is convinced that dinosaurs might be real thanks to a fake display showing her where the bones have been 3D printed.
Oh, my God.
Nobody let her play the game Operation, because she's going to get a wild idea of human anatomy.
I mean, this is exactly it. You're spot on, dude. Where's the wishbone go in the person? So I just don't even, I was literally dumbfounded, but I was like, I guess I've never thought to just not question paleontologists when we cross paths.
And you know,
she was like, "Yeah,
you know,
I don't believe any of it."
We could just choose. We could just choose to be more, what's the word? I can't, more
critical.
No, less critical by oh. supporting this woman's learning journey and being happy for her that she's getting to learn about all of these new things. Imagine, like, have you guys ever thought about like
how
dumb
I am?
Yes.
I always think about how smart you are. So
yeah, I've been like, if you could learn something for the first time again, like how seldom it is that we get to like truly learn something that's like mind blowing to you. Right. Like, I remember it's been within the last year that I learned that tonsil stones were a thing, and it literally blew my mind.
Okay.
So like, and I'm not saying that that's the thing I would choose, but imagine like getting to pick something to hear it truly for the first, and like some people would say, imagine getting to hear that song for the first time again or something like that. Right. Like, imagine getting
Target
to
by
learn.
Fugazi? Absolutely. That'd be incredible.
Imagine getting to learn something for the first time, like something that would truly like be earth shattering or like groundbreaking to you, like tonsil stone, or like that dinosaurs might be real. Like, she, like, how cool is it that she gets to like experience something like a toddler again?
I 0%. I am unwilling to get there for you. I am like, she's had every opportunity to know that dinosaurs are real in the 40 years of life that she's had. It's insane to me that that's a thing that a person does. If you found out that like, oh, I didn't know that hydrochloric acid was just whatever the components are of that. That's crazy. It's just simple things like that. Yeah. That's chemistry.
Hydrogen and chlorine. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. And like it's that Subner. Simple. Like you can just, you know, combine two very like naturally readily found things and make the, okay, great. Or water is literally just hydrogen and oxygen. That's it. And like, so when we make hydrogen fuel or whatever, hydrogen batteries and stuff like that, or hydrogen powered cars, it's going to be incredible. Like, I get it. People never have stopped to think about that, but like, there's so, you have children and the whole time they're like, I want to go to the dinosaur museum, or I want to read the dinosaur book, or I guess maybe if you based your whole understanding of dinosaurs on that one show from the 90s that it's like, not the mama, then not like maybe that's mama. Maybe that's why you think that way or whatever, but it
I'm the baby, gotta love me.
It absolutely boggles my mind about that.
Uh-oh, space baby's invading.
What he keeps making these little noises in the background, and I'm like, dude, you gotta stop, because
dude,
this is
space baby invading.
He's learning about dinosaurs today.
And about
that they're not real.
And about see you next Tuesdays.
Wow, cool. Oh, does he say that to everybody now?
Today he saw that we were watching the sumo tournament. This is so amazing. Do you remember what it said? Do you remember what it said on the thing? Do you remember? We were watching it and it says live from Fukuoka, and he starts reading Fukuoka, and what did you think it said?
Fukuoka.
It looks yes! like if you sound it out, it looks like it says you okay, A.
It's my child.
And so he was like looking at his center sound, he's like, you. And he looks at me like, uh-oh. I was like, it's all right.
But
finish
it says
it.
Okay.
And he was like, what? No. And then I was like, no, finish it. And he was like, okay. And then we had a big long laugh. And then I was like, you cannot repeat this to anybody. And then I'm like, come talk awesome. On the microphone and say it to everybody.
But don't say it in real life.
Yeah, I was like, ever. Your teachers will definitely get mad at you for saying this. And don't say it in front of your grandparents, because they get
I'm
real
just
mad.
Speaking Japanese.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Just point it out on a map.
Unfortunately, I'm out of time, and so we need to switch gears now. Siege, if you could find me your finest Irish music played by Peruvian people, I would be really grateful if we could.
I'm right here for you, buddy. Ooh, Space Baby gets a Space Baby gets a guess.
Brandon has a saxophone.
Oh, Brandon, play it.
I can't. Sandlot?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Whoa!
Yeah, with that dog, and they're all scared of it, and it's like,
yeah.
What do they say in slow motion over and over again?
Oh, I don't know. Is it? Don't they say
forever?
That's what it is.
See, I forgot about the dog and was just thinking about James Earl Jones. And I thought you were calling James Earl Jones that giant dog that people were afraid of.
I like that has Greg see the film, the segment that we're just doing now, is both a game to see if I can think of a film quick enough to see. So far, we've got guys, Hotel Rwanda and Sandlot.
So, everyone, this is Guinness time. It's a game where I scroll through the social media of Guinness World Records, and then we see if these knuckleheads can get the closest without going over. It's Price is Right rules on Guinness time. I had to call someone out the other day. They were playing Price. The game was like the Price is Right of Facebook Marketplace on a radio show in Colorado, and like the girl went over by $20, but he was like, oh, close enough. And it's like, and I was like, no, Price is Right rules does not allow for close enough. You can't call the game Price is Right of Facebook Marketplace and not play by the rules.
Price is close enough. We're gonna start calling into his show.
Guys, so, today I was trying to guess. I was with a client showing a house, and I was like, hey, how old do you think this house is? And he's like, how old do you think it is? I was like, I think it's 1949. He was like, I think it's 1947. I was like, Price is Right rules. And he goes, sure. And it was 1947 to be exact. So I was like, damn it.
Doesn't he win bonus for getting it right? Doesn't he?
I think so, yeah.
There's like some sort of bonus that he gets for that.
Yeah, it's like 1,000 extra bucks.
This is most consecutive full body on fire jumping jacks. I'm going to read how it's written, but it's most consecutive full body burn jumping jacks. He's wearing what looks like a hoodie and sweatpants and a face covering, and he is completely on fire.
No, his clothes are on fire.
Okay. There's a lot of fire. That's a lot of fire. Right?
That feels like a...
Yeah.
I would do jumping jacks in a full sweatsuit covered in fire.
Do it. How many jumping jacks can you do, though?
You're in Florida. You could probably rent that at, like, the rent-a-center.
Just go down to the Harbor Tools and find
Harbor
a
Freight.
Little...
And... yeah. Do you guys carry a sweatsuit with fire?
We're live on site in Georgetown with Siege. Okay, so this guy from France, if that helps, he calls himself
way less.
He calls himself Joe Ignition on Instagram.
maybe it's Joe Ignition.
I mean, maybe possibly. It's Joe. Anyway, Gravy, you won last time, so you're going first. How many?
What?
Full body burn jumping jacks.
I'm gonna say 11.
11. Okay, Siege, you're next, I guess.
69.
And Brandon?
15.
15, you said?
Yeah.
Can you read that for me? Tell us how many it was. Say it loud.
50.
Congratulations, Brandon, on the board with the points.
50?
50, yeah. The guy
is... because his skin was not actually on fire.
But still, that's got to suck.
That's a lot of breathing.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need to breathe.
I mean, I don't know if I could do 50 jumping jacks. I could probably do.
Speaking of skin burning, my butt tattoo feels great.
Longest basketball shot blindfolded.
Hell yes. Ooh, was the basketball shot on fire? Was the player on fire?
Other than NBA Jam. No fire involved. Longest basketball shot blindfolded. I'll take meters or inches, Gravy.
Wait, meters or inches?
160 feet.
All right, 160 feet, says Gravy. By the way, it was an American. Just, I mean, if there was any doubt about that.
Steph Curry.
Other guy, Siege.
326,212 inches.
Siege, could you hit the buzzer button for me, please? The no button? No, wrong one. Try again. Thank you.
60 feet.
Brandon?
60 feet.
60 feet. Longest basketball shot blindfolded, 22.51 meters or 73 feet, 10 inches, 10.2 inches. Brandon, point number two on the board.
And, you can't see. Darn it.
Oh, no. Stand up. Show us. Show us.
Let's keep it.
There's a child here.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he's you're raising my children. I'm raising your children. It's fine.
Siege, can you show... Harrison, the tattoo on your butt?
Oh, if I could only stand up. But yes, I will. I'll send you a picture.
Next week. All right, this is the final one. This is set by a child. This is the most skips of a jump rope in 30 seconds.
Most How old skips is this child?
In 30 seconds. He looks like he's about 10. I've got one that's 8 here next to me. He looks like he's a little bit older than you, right? Is he 10? Yeah, he's about 10. Most skips in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Gravy.
And he's 10.
110.
110, says Gravy. Siege?
88.
Harrison, that is the leopard shark. Jaguar shark, excuse me, that Siege has tattooed on his butt.
I could just say what would win, but I want to be...
Siege, what did you say?
He said 88.
88. And what did Gravy, what did you say?
110.
110.
Something wildly stupid.
I feel like I could just say I could just say 111 because I feel like that would win. I don't know. I think it would. But I'm going to say 140.
140?
Yeah. I'll leave Gravy a little room there.
Yeah. Completing the clean sweep today, it's
171.
171, says Brandon from the internet, who 3 for 3. He's the big loser today, according to Siege and the Buttons. And that's it for Guinness time.
This is on the butt.
It's time for... Oh, wrong game show.
Dude, button masher is...
Oh, my God.
Not.
I got to put them in the...
Okay, guys, I got to go. Bye.
They're all together. Bye, love you.
Seriously, I got to go.
No.
I love your butt.
I love my butt. Loves you too.
Okay, it's a complicated show. Brandon's got to go, but let's wrap it up real quick with Sean Gravy Gervin. It's what do we learn this week? Show.
Brandon's got to go.
Well, Siege. Although he wished that he could live in Hell Creek, that he learned about today.
Yeah,
he's in Florida. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah,
correct.
Fair point.
Yeah. Greg is already 3D printing a bunch of Nano Tyrannus tails as Christmas gifts of perfect examples of full-size Gurgurth.
Yes.
Who needs to clone a Willy?
That lady's butt.
Yeah. Nano Tyrannus strap-ons.
Yeah. It's a new tentacle thing.
Yeah, absolutely. The Japanese people are ordering them so much. It's amazing.
Gonna get that robot any day now. And then Brandon, he showed us all the new murder bed dwelling.
Yeah.
Where he will both abandon his kids permanently and trap the souls of Greg and Siege in the walls.
Oh, yes!
If only.
Along with the horse ghosts.
Yes.
Can we ride?
God, horse ghosts? I can't wait to live there.
You guys get to live in the same ether as the horse ghosts.
What if they don't accept us? What if they're like...
There's no way they won't accept us. Tell them.
Centaur St. Peter's like, nah.
I'm going to go to the afterlife with a carrot in my butt.
Ooh, me too. I'm going to go... in the other room.
I'm gonna go to bed with that.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.